Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way the female high school teacher smashed her students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, I may be old, but I got to see the world before it turned to poop. It wasn't that long ago. 15 years ago, things were still great. I got to experience Vegas when it was cheap, when car rentals were $10 to $15 a day, and films and television were actually good. A time when we were hopeful about the future instead of just doom-scrolling. A time when taking a picture took skill, and a time when Jeet scammers weren't hiding behind every rock. Up next, speaking of something that turned to poop, I got to see Mark Hamill back while he was still cool. Now he's just standing on his Hollywood star to see if anyone would recognize him, and no one did, even though he wore a shirt with his name and face on it. Here's just how uncool he really is, charging $400 for an autograph. Luke Skywalker here thinks he's still hot stuff. If it wasn't for George Lucas, no one would even know who he is. Number three, why do Japanese girls show off their legs so much? It's because that's all they've got. But to be honest, they don't have great legs, but on the bright side, they aren't fat. They don't generally have any chesticles of much size, and the butt is usually small, and they have a butter face. Meanwhile, back in the West, the women have too much of all of those things, except the face, of course. Even her cheeks are fat, both the ones on the backside and her face. Moving on, here are Canadian girls going clubbing in a snowstorm. In case you're wondering why they aren't wearing coats in the snow, it's because they're cheap and want to save $5 on a coat check. It was always fun to accelerate in the snow with my vehicle kicking up all that dirty snow on them. What's even more crazy is that they're going to stand out there in freezing temperatures for half an hour to get in the club. The stilettos are like ice picks to help them from slipping. Number five, here's the downside of diversity. The greater the diversity, the fewer people vote, volunteer, or even give to charity. This is from a 2007 study, and yet our leaders have gone full speed ahead with diversity. They think that they can rewire our biology to find people that look different than us, relaxing to be around. For me, ironically, I feel uncomfortable around all people to varying degrees. Diversity doesn't bother me. What bothers me is morons telling me how to live my life. Up next, which door would you pick? The $2 billion one on the left, or the $1 on the right? The doubles. Do the door on the right. Most people don't understand exponentials, so most will take the $2 billion because they're stupid and don't realize what's going on. If you picked a green door and the total amount doubles, then after 40 days, you're going to become the world's first trillionaire. In only 32 days, you'd have $2 billion. So pick the green door, I implore you. Number 7, John Lennon's son worries that Gen Z is forgetting the Beatles, and the music is man-made. Gen Z is too addicted to TikTok and hip-hop to listen to antique rock music. As for John Lennon's son, I think he's worried that if young people don't know who the Beatles are, that they won't get any more royalties, and people won't care that he's the son of a famous rock star, and he'll fade into obscurity. He'll lose both his attention and his pension. Moving on, can someone please explain this to me like I'm 5 years old? I've heard excuses like people used to drink more in the past and do drugs. But I don't believe any of those explanations for why people in the past looked older. Maybe all the smoke and pollution in the air back then did this to people's skin, as well as people spending more time in the sun. Who knows? Today, young people barely go outside. It might also have something to do with testosterone levels dropping, making men's skin more silky, smooth, and feminine. Number 9, here's how modern women expect men to choose women. They want men to choose a 100-plus body count woman that is actually past her prime and or a single mother. Older run-through women are desperate for a chance to commit to them, and they're willing to use every dirty trick in their douchebag to snare one. But this graphic isn't accurate, mentioning that there are 18 to 25-year-old women with zero body counts. Maybe in the land of make-believe, but not in the real world. Up next, meanwhile in Turkey, this drunk man spent hours helping a search party look for himself. He got drunk and wandered off into the woods. The next day, he ran into a search party looking for him and decided to help them, not realizing they were looking for him. He took the phrase finding yourself to a whole new level. Makes me wonder, though, if the people searching for him were also drunk. If so, did they beat him when they actually found out his identity? Number 11, actress Journey Smollett celebrates her birthday alone after her ex divorced her and walked away with $1 million and $7,000 per month in spousal support. This is only news because it happened to a woman. If it happened to a man, it would just be another Tuesday. Women can't deal with being treated like men, and they take every chance they can to complain about it. You know, she's not celebrating. She's complaining. Moving on, South Korea finally started bringing its birth rate up after the government started paying 29 grand in cash to couples who date and get married. But you just know people are going to abuse this system and just get married for the money. Plus, there's no guarantee that paying people to get married is going to move the needle substantially on fertility rates. Wasn't their fertility rate already below 0.7 or 0.9 in Seoul? They're doomed, and I doubt that fertility rates will rise above 1 ever again. Too little, too late. Number 13, is this relationship okay? Not if you're a 33-year-old woman. Older women want to outlaw relationships like this so they can increase their own dating options. Too bad for them, men prefer young, fertile women and not spinster cat moms. If it were up to women, they would restrict men's ability to only sleep with women 5 years younger than them with no upper age limits. This would then force men to date run-through older women. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a law like that that the simps would be clapping for. Up next, in Canada, A&W Burger Joint owners say that they'll close their stores without migrant workers. Translation, no one can pay $20 for a burger, and we can't survive without slave labor. The migrant workers are just covering the inflation and rising price of labor. Where's the automation we were promised with robot chefs? Maybe it's time to look into that once burgers start approaching $40 a piece in price. Ironically, most of these burger shacks are owned by immigrants and foreigners. Number 15, here's Will Ferrell at the Kings game, dressed up as Buddy the Elf. Looks like attention is one hell of a drug. That's why Will is dressed like that. As for Buddy, looks like he's seen some rough times since being in the film. Please don't make Elf Part 2. Please don't make Elf Part 2. Ferrell has said he's never doing a sequel because he sees reprising his role as being pathetic. Meanwhile, the truth is that he and Jon Favreau didn't get along while making it. Moving on, you know it's bad when even the Balkan cab drivers aren't safe in New York anymore. This illegal alien is accused of ending this 66-year-old cab driver. My father, the Balkan cab driver, always told me that the worst that could happen to him was being robbed, and so he would always not wear any rings or flashy jewelry. He had a wad full of ones and $2 bills with a 50 on the outside that he would hand to criminals if he was being robbed, which never really happened. Too bad about this guy, but just tell me that that bulldog is going to be fine. Number 17, here's what it looks like when your jealous girlfriend buys you underwear for Christmas. If you ever receive anything like this, then she's a comedian or you need to run for your life. Either or. But considering that women aren't funny intentionally, that means you need to run. I've never understood the emotions of envy, wanting to destroy someone because they have something I want. Jealousy, on the other hand, can be a constructive thing, because it encourages you to work hard to get what you see other people have. Up next, this Wayman went to a hair salon for a makeover, and ended up looking like Frodo from Lord of the Rings. Well, isn't she precious? I would be suspicious if I were her if a guy asked her out. Maybe he's a fudge packer named Sam, or just a fan of Lord of the Rings. Well, look on the bright side, though, because at least she doesn't have to figure out who she's going to be for Halloween this year. All she needs is a hobbit robe and giant feet. Number 19, in Japan, women can hire a handsome man to cry with them and wipe their tears. Let this sink in. Women would rather pay to be with a good-looking man rather than having the average-looking man pay to be with them. If you're a chad in the West and can learn Japanese, you might be able to clean up in Japan at a host bar. The women in Japan are focusing on their careers instead of having families and relationships. Career women will end our current civilization one day. Moving on, Hillary is pissed and warns that the entire Department of Justice might end themselves if they don't stop releasing pictures of Bill Clinton from the Epstein files. Obviously, this is a joke, but things got so bad that they stopped people from being able to post on their social media. I don't know how Bill put up with her temper tantrums and craziness. That guy clearly could have gotten someone much better looking and younger for sure. Number 21, here's yet another teacher that did some spicy things with two schoolboys and is now put in jail. They can't help themselves now, can they? She'll probably be out of jail in a few months and looking for fresh meat. If a man had done this, it would be a 20-year sentence. The sentencing gap between men and women is really just an accountability gap in disguise. The legal system literally won't let them take much responsibility for anything, will it? Up next, in 1933, the U.S. confiscated people's gold and gave them $20.67 an ounce. And then they immediately raised the price to $35 an ounce and devalued everybody's paper money. It was the Great Depression and they needed the cash, so they just stole it from people out in the open. Today it's done by inflating the money supply by printing more money. But when the price of assets goes up, and when you sell those assets, they collect tax dollars. yet another reason why you shouldn't trust your governments. Number 23, they say that women feel colder than men because of differences in muscle mass and blood circulation. Maybe it's a sign they need to get fatter. Just kidding. But seriously, I've never heard of a fat woman telling me that she's cold before. Then again, I don't really know if Western women can get all that much fatter at this point. If they are cold, they can just put on some more clothing and dress more modestly. But if you say that in public to them, they'll lose their minds. Moving on, is it true that when you see a woman in an expensive vehicle, do you think about how hard she worked at her career to afford a car like that? Or do you think to yourself her husband or sugar daddy must be loaded if he can afford to purchase a car like that for her? If she's really good looking, then I wonder how much she makes from her OF page. Also, don't forget that many of those so-called loaded guys are in debt up to their eyeballs. Number 25 and the last one, you only have 50 bucks, so what will you be choosing? I'd get a dream house full of goth girls. If I got the goth girl with a venom suit, he'd probably eat her head when I wasn't looking. Or does that mean that I would eat her head? I'm so confused. What I want to know is, who would choose a Latina girl when she's the same price as the dream house? She's going to be getting fat by 25, and you'll have to deal with her fiery Latin spirit too. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.